My name's Kate Wade. I'm a PhD student based at the University of St Andrews. I am looking at the conservation of salt marshes, in particular looking at restoration of salt marshes. The study site I'm looking at in particular is the Eden Estuary, which is located just north of St Andrews. The reason I'm looking at the salt marshes is that they're an incredibly biodiverse habitat. They have just under 300 species of invertebrates are found there, 50% of which are only found in salt marshes. They also have a high number of bird species which use them for feeding as well as nesting, and a number of overwintering birds which are also listed, and for which they're a very important habitat and without which they probably wouldn't survive. There's also a wide diversity of plant species there, a number of which again are also protected. Because of this high biodiversity, they are listed under the European Habitats Directive, which is kind of an indication of their importance as it's seen within Europe, but it also kind of spreads out over the world with various protections. They are very productive ecosystems and have productivity which is similar to that of rainforests. So salt marshes are endangered at the moment due to the fact that over the past few centuries they've declined massively in the area that they actually cover. Some salt marshes have completely disappeared from various coastlines. Others are reduced down to about 10%. There's very few that are actually still in the state that they were sort of like 50 years ago. So the causes for decline are largely due to coastal development. Over the past few centuries, they've been seen as a wasteland in particular, and so a lot of the land that they're on has actually been reclaimed for industry or agriculture, and so the salt marshes have been lost due to that. More recently, nutrient pollution has become a problem, with eutrophication causing blooms of algae, which smothers the salt marsh plants. And in addition to this, sea level rise has also become a worrying fact for them. However, this doesn't affect all marshes. It will depend on where around the coastline of the UK or indeed Europe they are. The salt marshes in the Eden Estuary have undergone decline over the last few centuries. A PhD student at the university called Claire Maynard has been working within the Eden Estuary looking at trying to transplant the salt marshes that are currently there and native to sites where they used to be in an attempt to restore salt marsh to try and increase the amount that is actually there at the moment. She's found a species called Bobochinus maritimus, which is commonly known as the sea club rush, which is native to the Eden Estuary. And she's been taking plugs of this, which is roughly 50 centimetre square sections of marsh from the natural marsh. And she's been splitting this up into individual plants, which are called sprigs. And these are then planted at the sites that are previously known to have been colonised by salt marshes in the hope that they'll be able to survive and reproduce and increase in density and size, and therefore hopefully increase the amount of salt marsh within the estuary. This has been done over a period of about 9 years by her. So the oldest site is 9 years, the most recent was only planted in February this year. And I've been looking at the development of these marshes to see whether or not they can attain a similar biodiversity and ecosystem functioning as the natural marshes that currently exist in the Eden. So I have been going out and I've been sampling the macrofauna. So I've been taking sections of the mud essentially and sieving this in order to look at the number of species that are found in there and also the abundance of these species. And from this it gives me an indication as to what the biodiversity is like between the replanted sites and the natural site, and I can compare this along the age range to see whether or not they're attaining similar biodiversity. In addition to this, I've also been looking at the ecosystem functioning. So this is also linked in with the actual species that are found there, as a lot of them will have various jobs that they do within the environment, the salt marsh. And one of the communities that I've been focused on in particular is the microphytobenthic communities. These are the microscopic ones that you can't see with the naked eye. And the largely dominant one within salt marshes is diatoms. And diatoms are important as they secrete a biological glue, essentially, called EPS. And I've been looking at this by taking contact cores, which are 2 millimetre thick samples of sediment from the surface, and I analyse these for protein and carbohydrate, which is what makes up this biological glue, essentially, and stabilises the sediment. In addition to this, I've also been looking at the chlorophyll levels within this sediment sample, as this will tell me how active the diatoms are as well. So that gives me a measure of the microphytobenthos and how important they are in each area, or how abundant they are in each of the plantations. By combining this data from the microphytobenthos, the macrofauna diversity from the cores, and also by looking at the plant and stem height of the actual plants there, it seems to be showing that the older transplanted sites, the 9-year-old sites, the oldest, seems to be moving towards similar biodiversity levels and stem height and density as the natural site. The younger sites aren't yet showing this relationship. They're still very much separate and don't seem to be attaining the same level of biodiversity, but it is early days for them. So the hope is that they will in the future attain this, and I'll be monitoring them over the next few years to try and see whether they are actually increasing in biodiversity and with the stem heights increasing, and seeing whether or not the diatoms and the biological glue that I mentioned are becoming a larger component. So the indication of the 9-year-old site seems to be that it is attaining a similar level to the natural site, and this is really hopeful, I feel, because it could be a very useful technique used in some salt marshes, although each salt marsh will differ depending on various other environmental variables. If it's an appropriate site, it could actually be a great method for actually increasing the amount of salt marsh and actually protecting those that are there and expanding them, and hopefully we'll see a lot more salt marshes around.